I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. An instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerks.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G. Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois.
More.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I'm the voice of Dumois. If you've been tuning in, you know by now I'm using a voice distorter. I'll be using this voice from now on. Let me know what you think. And of course, this will not change the fact that I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about Euphoria. Specifically, the rumors about tension between Barbie Ferreira and the show's creator, Sam Levinson. We're also covering a juicy blind item about a messy ongoing divorce that has not been posted on Instagram yet. It is hot off the presses. I just got it in my DMs yesterday. And two other blind items you will not want to miss. We're discussing all of this and more with popular TikTok creator and influencer Becca Moore. I'm so excited to have her on Do You. Let's get started.
Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Do.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. You like what they did
Yeah,
there?
I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself. Every time we record this podcast under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Hey guys, welcome back to Do You. Today, I am very happy to have this next guest with me. She has actually provided me with hours of entertainment. I don't know if she knows that. I stumbled upon her account one night when I was drunk. I was home after, you know, out drinking, and I came across a specific TikTok that went viral on her account. Let me introduce her. This is TikTok creator and hottie. You are gorgeous, girl. Becca Moore. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is like the most exciting podcast I've ever been on. No offense, like other ones I've been on, but for real. I'm so excited.
That's
I love you.
So nice. I love you too. Do you know which TikTok I'm referring to?
Is it about Food God?
No.
No, but I want to ask you about that. No, it's this TikTok. Actually, you guys, I don't know if I was drunk or high, but I literally watched it. I'm not even fucking kidding you. Like 50 times in a row. It's your list on what men shouldn't be allowed to have. Okay. Yeah. It is fucking hysterical. You do a whole series. So you guys, she does this whole series on her TikTok. It's at Becca Moore with three C's, B-E-C-C-C-A, and three O's, M-O-O-O-R-E. And it's, she lists what men shouldn't be allowed to have. And like, why I love you so much is because, like, obviously you love men. Like, I love men too. But they're fucking idiots. And that's what you like make fun of them for on your account. And it's great. You're not like a men basher, but like you fucking roast them.
No, I think it's funny. I get away with it because a lot of men don't get the joke. It goes over their head and they think that I am like being unironic. So the humor has like a couple layers to it because like girls get that I'm being like satirical, but like the angry men with like two followers and like definitely have a family. They're definitely 60. They think I'm like 100% for real. And so they engage with it and share it with their friends because they think I'm like a dumb blonde, like for real. And so it's like the funniest thing ever when like they, when it gets to like that side of TikTok of like the angry men side and they like just roast me. It's like the funniest thing ever. So
now, yeah, I mean, also, and they have like, if you don't get like what you're doing is satire, like they have two brain cells. You know what I mean? So it's like,
that's what I thought. You would be surprised. There's a Reddit thread that really thinks that my videos are 100% for real. But it's like,
okay, let them think it because that's fucking genius that people actually, it doesn't surprise me, but I love it. Now that you actually just made a TikTok, and I don't know if you want to reveal who you're talking about, but you said you dated a reality star.
Yeah. Well, it was loosely dated. Like he flew me to, okay. It was like a guy from The Bachelor. I'll just tell you. It was, I'm not going to tell you their name, but like, I'll give you enough clues or you can probably figure out who it is. And the only reason I'm okay with sharing this info is because he never saw the TikTok, but he slid in my DMs again this week, but he still hasn't seen the TikTok, which is insane to me. Like, how is he?
Okay, don't say his name because we don't want people to tell him that you have this TikTok about dating him.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
He's from The Bachelor, a recent season.
One of the seasons where everyone on it was famous. Like, it's just a classic season and he's still relevant. So I don't, not very recent.
Do I post about him ever?
I think you have in the past. I don't know. Recently. It's not Tyler. Everyone thinks it's Tyler Cameron. It's not Tyler Cameron. I wish.
Okay. I mean, I feel like you could definitely pull Tyler Cameron.
Really? Okay. My ego is like through the roof right now. Thank you. Wow.
Oh my God. I mean, 100%. Like, you could 100%. I don't know if you want to. I mean, I think he's a nice guy, but like, I'm just saying, like, I don't think.
Never mind. I should stop like exploiting myself. I'm like.
What? He's not a nice guy is what you were going
to
say?
No, I meant like, I would kill it.
Oh, you would kill. Okay. Yeah. Well, if Tyler, I mean, listen, I mean, let's talk offline, but if you.
Yeah,
let's talk. I maybe have an in there, not with him personally, but I know people who know people. but okay, so now tell us about Food God. You have a connection to Food God. People think you've dated him. There's been articles written about you dating Food God. And what's the truth? How did it start?
So this all started when by the way, if you Google it, the internet, like Wikipedia, thinks we're dating. Like there are real reporters that think that we are dating or dated or something, but I'm listed as his partner on Wikipedia to this day, like for real right now. So, basically I made a TikTok saying that if I were president, I would put Food God on house arrest. And that video got taken down by definitely his team 100%. And then I like made a video responding to the fact that his team got my video taken down. And then immediately my account gets on TikTok, gets suspended for like the weirdest reason. It was like, your name isn't really, it was literally like I had to prove my identity. And like, it was just, you could tell that someone was reporting my account so many times, and it was definitely Food God again. So he got my TikTok suspended. So then I was like, okay, this is like really war now. Like I was like fired up. And so I went, at the time I had a podcast. So I went on the podcast and said, basically, like, I think Food God wants to make out with me. And I was just like being crazy at that point. I was like trying to make him mad again. And I was like, no, he definitely like is just, he blocked me on everything. He blocked me on Twitter, on Instagram, and TikTok. And so I just said, he wants to make out. And then an hour after I started promoting that podcast episode, all of a sudden there was a weird Instagram, like a Finsta made. And I'm not saying it was made by him, but it was 100%. I really think it was made by him, because the words were misspelled. And it was like, it was, I hate Beckham, or like Beckham Moore sucks. And it was a picture of me put onto like a fat old man. And the reason I think it's him is because it was an hour after I was like promoting it, and like people were tagging Food God and sending him clips of my podcast. I'm sure they were sending in clips of my podcast, and those accounts would be blocked by him right after they sent it to him. So I know he saw the podcast episode, or at least heard that clip. And the words on the Finsta were misspelled. And every time he's angry, I like notice that he does a lot of typos. So yeah, it was your podcast sucks, not podcast. So it was like, it's definitely not Food God. And yeah, and there's more tea too. I DM'd you this like an hour ago. I like got he is okay, can I keep talking about this, or like am I
yeah you no I want to know. I mean, people ask me for tea on Food God, and I'm like, really? Like, you really are interested about food God?
By the way, I wasn't even ever going to attack him. I don't care about him at all. Like, in fact, like every time he's on my screen on the Kardashians, I think it's amazing content. Like, I think because he's so douchey, like I love it. Like, I love how, like, I don't know, I love his content, whatever, it's funny to me. I don't even hate him that much, but I just googled like most hated celebrities, and it was like an easy target. Like, that's why I put him in that TikTok in the first place. So I don't even have any problems with him at all. No, we've never dated. So that's like we've never dated. I've met him this weekend for the first time. Yes, I was trying to DM you like an hour ago, but it was like last minute. I didn't meet him, but he is best friends with someone I live in Nashville right now. He's best friends with someone in Nashville. So apparently he's like in and out of Nashville all the time. And like a month ago, there was a big party, I guess, that he was at in Nashville. And I wanted to go to this party, but apparently he was telling people, like, because my loose friends were at the party too. And they were like, oh, we wish you could come, but like Jonathan's here. And I was like, oh my God, I could still come. Like, there's no way he actually like cares. And they're like, oh no. Like, he said he doesn't want to be in the same room as you. So it was like, yeah, so it's real, I guess. Like, he actually hates me. It's probably because people on, by the way, I did not edit his Wikipedia. Like, I did not, that's not me at all doing it, because I don't know how to do that. It's like every hour that it gets fixed, my TikTok fans go back and like say another crazy rumor that me and him are like, he's locked out of his Wikipedia basically because of me. So I would be annoyed too. Like, I understand why he hates me, but yeah, he did not want me at that party, I guess. I heard. I don't know if that's true, but that's what they said. And but I was at the Revolve party this weekend, and he was there. And I got in a one of the workers, she took a picture of me with him in the background, and he had no idea that I was like in the crowd with him. And then she was like, oh my God, wait, I send you the picture. It's so funny. Like, it's so I posted it like in my feed, like my actual Instagram feed. It's so funny. And then she went up to him and was like, can I have a selfie with you? And he had no idea that I was standing behind him. So I got a selfie with him, and he doesn't know yet. And I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to make
it. Are you going to tag him? Oh, no, you can't tag him. You're blocked.
I'm literally blocked. That's real. So
why don't you tag me and I'll repost it?
I will. I'll like, send it to you.
Blind tag me and I'll repost it. Okay, so the world could see.
Should I post it on my story? Because I already posted the first one.
Yeah, post it on your story and then blind tag me and I'll repost it. Post it on your story on Thursday, because the podcast comes out on Thursday.
Okay, Thursday, got it. Yeah, he has no idea that, like, It's going to be so funny when he figures out that I was...
Well, I mean, it sounds like you want to squash the beef. So, like, let's put out an official olive branch to Food God right now. Like, you're extending the olive branch. You don't hate him. You didn't edit his Wikipedia page to say you guys were dating. It was all a joke. You're a funny chick. Like, maybe he doesn't know that you, like, are basically a comedian. and it's time to squash the beef with Becca. Like, yes. I think it's time.
Jonathan, I apologize for the rumor. I didn't start the rumors that we were dating.
Speak to him like he's here. Speak to him like Jonathan. He's here.
Because he is here. You know he's going to, I know he's going to hear this. Like, it's
okay,
him.
Go ahead. Go ahead now.
I'm so, Jonathan, I'm very sorry. It started off as a joke and then my TikTok fans took it too far and I should not have capitalized off of that. And I'm very, very sorry. But I saw an opportunity and like at the time, come on, it was easy to go viral. You're an easy target because everything you touch turns to gold. Just like those wings that you always have or whatever. So,
I love that. That was so sweet. Okay, well, I'll try to make sure he hears this and hopefully you guys could make up because who wants to have beef with the food god?
I don't have beef with him. Like also, I love it when he's on the Kardashians. Those are my favorite episodes.
Okay, well, this is all great. I love this. Okay, let's get into the gossip of the week. First, I just want to share this DM that I got today. It sort of goes back to all my episodes. Somebody binge listened to all my episodes that have been recorded so far on a road trip, and they sort of just DM'd me their thoughts. So this is what they say. First of all, they say this has to be super anon. I love when people say like super anon because that's like, you know that they're connected. You know what I mean? Like they're a connected person if they're like saying it needs to be super anonymous because I don't know how much more anonymous you get if you're already anonymous. So super anon. This is about Jimmy Fallon. Okay. So Jimmy is known in the industry for partying with celebs that come on his show. He definitely blurs the lines between work and partying with them. The Ariana Grande rumor is 1,000% false. So Becca, I don't know if you listened to last week, but we talked about this rumor about Ariana Grande hooking up with Jimmy Fallon. We squashed it. It's not true. So this person is seconding that, saying it's 1,000% false. They weren't surprised he was partying with Taylor Swift last week because he's done this in the past with a lot of his really popular guests. So this person is basically just echoing everything that we said, but I love to get like super anon confirmation because then it makes me feel like the shit that I'm spewing actually is true. They also go on to talk about Harry and Olivia. So with Harry and Olivia, they had a ton of chemistry from the start. Harry is super charismatic in general, but it was very obvious on set with both of them. He got extra attention with her popping by his trailer a lot, which usually doesn't happen a lot with a director and an actor. There were whispers and favoritism. Jason was visiting the set at the beginning of filming. I know there was a lot of COVID stuff, which created tension. I've worked on film and TV sets during the height of the pandemic in July 2020, and no one really knew what was happening, and everything was constantly changing. The measures, regulations everyone had to go through is insane, plus the millions of dollars production had to come up with just for COVID can break a budget and is so stressful. So basically, the person is saying there was, I don't know if you're following this, Becca, but there is some whispers, but that there was a rift between Florence Pugh and Olivia Wilde on set when they were filming Don't Worry, Darling. And I had said that there was a lot of stress on that set because it was filmed in the middle of the pandemic. So this person's basically just agreeing with that. And then they said this, which is very interesting. Pete accompanied Kim to something very early on before they were spotted together. And before the media started going wild over them dating, Pete was super sweet and very attentive to whatever Kim needed. So it sounded like they had like hooked up before it was even made public.
What is the timeline of their like versus when Remember when Kim showed up in that white veil thing, like at Kanye's album drop? Like,
yes. Yes, that's a good question, because that was at the end, I think, towards the end of Kanye's listening party tour. So I'd have to go back and look at what month that was as compared to when she was on SNL. And now this source is saying that they were hanging out before she was, like, you know, even rehearsing for SNL. So there could have been like some slight overlap. So that's, I'm sure someone listening will, my followers know literally fucking everything. So I'm sure they'll let me know the timeline, but yeah, that's a good point. There could have been some overlap, but I just wanted to get that email read and out of the way, because I felt like it had a lot of good backup to what we've been talking about on the podcast for the past 3 weeks. Now, the first actual topic I want to talk about is Euphoria. Are you watching Euphoria?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So before Euphoria even aired, it aired on January 9th. I received an email on the 6th, and it says, I'll just reread the email. It says, the new season of Euphoria is going to be really dark. So much so that some actors, especially Barbie, were not vibing with the director's vision. Barbie got into it with him on set and left one day. He then cut a lot of her lines, hence why she's not in the trailer or at the premiere. Now, I think I had written that as a blind item because I wasn't exactly sure the show hadn't aired yet. I did not know how accurate that statement was, but since you watch it, like, don't you agree that her storyline is very limited this season?
So bizarre. And also the problem with like these characters is I'm starting to forget, because they're so all amazing actors, I'm starting to forget what's real and what's not real. Like, and I've also noticed that people are starting to like hate Sydney Sweeney because she's like the homewrecker kind of. And I am too. I'm like mad at Sydney. And Jacob Elordi, dead to me right now. Don't know why. It's not real. But anyway, so Barbie's character last night. Did you see the episode last night?
On Sunday? Yeah. I thought it was kind of uneventful besides the whole, like, you know, he put a gun to her head. Like, it was low key, but like a lot happened. But, you know, compared to the week before when Cal had his breakdown, I felt like it was kind of low key.
Yeah. But Kat has like the weirdest part ever. Like, why all of a sudden she's like a gaslighter, like she's breaking up. And then she was so mean about Cassie, who's supposed to be her best friend. And it just, none of it, I mean, one of her best friends, but all of it just was out of nowhere. Like, her character right now is just bizarre. Like, why don't we get an explanation why she's like gaslighting her boyfriend? I don't understand what's going on. And like, why? I wonder what the fight was. That's what I'm wondering, because,
well, I think, okay, so that's, it's funny you said that. So this week an article came out. I think she gave an interview to a news outlet and sort of didn't really get into detail, but didn't deny that there was something going on behind the scenes with her character. So when that article came out this week, someone messaged me and said, I have more Euphoria tea. She says, basically the Barbie stuff is all real. Sam lets the actors make decisions for their characters and also based on how much they'll appear. This is based on their availability. Obviously, Zendaya can do what she wants. Barbie wanted a big arc for season 2 and proposed one on her character overeating and food stuff. And Sam wrote it, but he was concerned about that being the focus, but he still wrote it. He doesn't have a writer's room, so it's all him writing. But basically, after Barbie read it, she hated it and kept saying no. And he wrote her a tiny arc with her relationship. Her and her managers are now not happy with the whole situation. So basically, it sounds like the original storyline for her had to do with an eating disorder. Sam Levinson wrote it. She didn't like it. So they had to rewrite it. And now it's about the relationship with her boyfriend, which, like you said, there's just like, it makes no sense.
But like, I liked when she was like talking about how like all those like influencer people were surrounding her and they were like, love yourself, blah, blah, blah. And she was like overeating for a second at that point. And then she's like, but I hate myself. But then it was kind of, that was like it. And then we just never hear from her again, really, like a lot, like until she's all of a sudden breaking up with her boyfriend like three episodes later. So I think maybe they did a bad job of like editing her character out, like, because I'm confused. I'm so confused about like what's going on with her.
Yeah, that actually like makes sense. It sounds like maybe they did try to, you know, develop the eating disorder storyline, because now that you say it, I do remember that one part where she's kind of like on her bed and she's like snacking and upset. Somebody else sent me a message and said, what you posted, this is regarding what you posted about Barbie from Euphoria. She went to school the town over from me, and I have a friend of a friend who is still close with her. Apparently Barbie is over the show and she wants out. So that's pretty disappointing. I mean, she already filmed the season. She's in this season, but that's pretty disappointing to hear for next season, because she's one of my favorite characters on the show. I mean, I love all the characters. It'd be hard to actually pick my favorite. It's one of the only shows where I actually like really enjoy all the female character storylines. So what a bummer if she's not on next season.
I know. I feel like people are going to start a riot. Like, they're going to try to cancel whoever, like Sam Levinson. Is that his name? They're going to try to cancel him.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I just have to say, like, I get so many questions about Euphoria because there's so much gossip about the show on TikTok, which I'm sure as a TikTok creator, you've seen. People are literally, you know, making up rumors and you know, problems between actors in real life. Like, I get asked all the time, like, you know, I hear Hunter and Jacob hate each other. I've never heard any inside source or anyone who's worked on the show tell me that Hunter and Jacob hated each other. I literally think like the people of TikTok like just made up that rumor out of thin air.
But I believed that too, but they were on Sunday night, they were in the car together. Because remember, they were like, they refused to be in a scene. Hunter refuses to be in a scene with Jacob or something. But no, they were in a car together on Sunday.
That's what I'm saying. It was like totally made up out of thin air. And people like, you know, like people like, you know, I know because I like talk to people all the time on Instagram. So I feel like I would have heard that story like come through at some point from somebody, and I never heard it. I only heard people asking about it because of TikTok.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Did your account start the rumor, completely off topic, about Ariana Grande and Jimmy Fallon hooking up? Because I saw that on TikTok too.
No, it didn't. It came from a blind item. I think it came from the Crazy Days and Nights website, which is known for posting blind items. And it's actually was posted about a really, really long time ago. And I think that the kids of TikTok just stumbled upon it. And that's why it like kind of spread like wildfire. It's an old rumor. It's not anything new. It's just people started finding out about it.
I need to stop. I believe everything. People can convince me. There was a second that I believed that Travis Scott was part of the Illuminati. And that's why Pete and I believed it. And then I started saying it out loud. And then Pete and Kim's relationship was to cover the whole thing up. I don't know.
Yeah, TikTok I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
I wanted to ask you about that. Okay.
No, I don't think that's true. I think a lot of information on TikTok is taken out of context, and it's also some of it's just fabricated, and then people start spreading it. And then, like you said, it's like, it's literally like this effect where you, and I've talked about this before, where if you hear something or if you see it, if you're scrolling on your feed, like you as Becca are scrolling on your feed and you see four TikToks in a row that Hunter and Jacob will not film together, you're going to believe it. You know, like,
I did. But they're together on Sunday, so that doesn't make sense.
Have you met any of the Euphoria cast?
No, but I think, oh my God, I might be wrong. I don't want to like spread a fake rumor, but I think Sydney Sweeney was at the Revolve thing. Was she?
She might have been. I don't know. A lot of
people were.
Yeah, who was like the biggest celebrity that you met when you were there?
Jack Harlow. I stood next to David Dobrik for like the entire Justin Bieber concert. Justin Bieber and Hailey were there. All the TikTokers like Noah Beck and Dixie, and like they were all there. Everyone was there basically. It was like a room full of celebrities. It was crazy.
Did Jack Harlow come with a date or anything?
I saw him talking to Kylie's old assistant. The one.
Oh, Victoria.
Is that her name? I didn't know her name.
Yes. That's so funny you said that, because somebody messaged me a one-off like a couple weeks ago saying that they were hooking up.
No.
Wait, were they like close and like flirty?
Well, okay.
Is just tell me, Becca. Now I need to know.
I don't know why I'm acting like they're like my acquaintances. Like I didn't even talk to them. But I was like sitting at the table in front of them, and I was like staring at Jack Harlow, like trying to be cool about it. I was like, I'm not watching him right now. I was trying to make eye contact with him, but she was talking to him and she was like really excited to be talking to him. And then I heard him be like, okay, well, I'm going to head out. And then she just kind of lingered there, and it kind of felt like she wanted to like go with him. But
he left alone.
Yeah, he left without her. And she stood there and I kind of felt like, ooh, I don't know. Like maybe he just rejected her.
Well, I mean, she could have been waiting for him to be like, yeah, like, let's hang out. But I heard, it's so funny that you brought this up, because now I'm remembering somebody sent me a random DM and said they were hooking up. This was weeks ago. It wasn't anything to do with the Revolve party. It was something totally separate.
I knew it because they were talking to each other. Okay, I knew it. I knew it.
Oh my God.
Wasn't crazy.
Breaking news. Breaking fucking news. I love when this happens because I wasn't even expecting it. Confirmed. Wasn't even expecting it. Jack Harlow's hot.
So hot.
I know. And Victoria, yeah, her name, I don't know her last name. She now hangs out with Stassi a lot. Was Stassi there?
I didn't see her, but I was just staring at like the interaction between, because I was like really reading the body language and it felt like she wanted to go with him. That's all I remember. But it's probably because I wanted to go with him. So I might just be projecting. I don't know.
You were projecting your own feelings onto the situation. Now, what about Dixie and Noah? Are they still together?
They were walking past us in the bathroom together. Like, I don't know. My friend Steph said that they were walking, like Dixie was in front of Noah and Noah was behind. Noah didn't talk to really anyone, and Dixie was just doing being Dixie. But Dixie follows me. We're mutuals on TikTok. So I'm on her side, 100%.
Wait, what's why does there need to be sides?
Because I saw a TikTok. I saw a TikTok that was, I don't know. I saw a TikTok that they were having problems. I don't know if that's
okay,
true.
Okay, got it. All right. I mean, I'm really deep into TikTok, but I don't know if a lot of my followers are. So we won't go. I mean, you and I could probably talk TikTok drama for hours, but I'll spare audience this time. We could talk offline. Okay. So there was a blind item I posted this week that I got so many DMs about. I'm going to read it again. And I just want to say that this particular blind item was posted as an email, but the person that told me this information told me in a DM. They were very upset, and then I just transferred the information into an email, so I know it's who it's about. It says, A-list comedian actress has a new show, and it's time people know how awful she is. She made the entire crew miserable. 16 plus hour days, never said hi to anyone, and created such a toxic environment. She surrounds herself with straight white men, even though she claims to be woke. Pretty sure she just hates other women in general. She fired multiple people for being too friendly to her. She's very insecure and always thought people were hitting on her significant other. I can go on and on. So many stories. I hope other people from the set post about her because she's a terrible person. Now, I just want to say, I'm not going to say who it is because I'm scared to, because this is a pretty strongly worded email that, you know, essentially I'm responsible for because I'm talking about it. But I'll tell you who it's not. It's not Whitney Cummings. It's not Chelsea Handler. And it's not Ali Wong. Are you, I see the wheels in your brain turning right now.
Yeah, because I was on Reddit. I looked it up on Reddit.
Oh, okay. Who do people think it is? I'm not going to confirm, but just who do people think it is?
Don't people think it's like either Amy Schumer or Mindy Kaling?
Amy Schumer. Okay. I just wanted to just clarify who it wasn't because I had a lot of people messaging me being like, please don't, like somebody literally messaged me and was like, I just saw Ali Wong last night. Like, please don't tell me it's her. I love her so much. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to, you know, crush people's, you know, like live comedy experiences. So I had to just say like, no, it's not Ali Wong. But, you know, much like this person said, they said, I hope other people from the set post about her. And they did. I got another message that said, basically echoed the same thing, that there were long hours. Let me just read what it says. It says that working on this specific show made their friend want to quit the whole entire entertainment industry. That's how bad of an experience it was. They said the actress is awful. And they just said again about the long days that really drained everyone. So, you know, I feel like people could probably figure it out. There's also this Instagram account called IA_stories. I don't know if you've heard of it, Becca, but it's it was started for, I don't know if it was started by someone in the union, but it was started by someone who works on movie and TV crews. And the Instagram account talks about all of the horrible working conditions that actually go on these TV and movie sets. And somebody told me the person that started this account was worked on this comedian show, and that's why they started the account.
Oh my God, so is it that bad?
I guess so.
Is it Rebel Wilson though? Because I saw that one.
No, soon. It's not Rebel Wilson. No.
Oh my God, so it's one of the two.
I mean, I'm not going to confirm because, like I said, like I'm responsible for that information. I feel like if it's coming out of my mouth, and like obviously this is all hearsay, this is all secondhand information. I was not on set. I can't speak to my own experience. But yeah, I mean, this Instagram account, I know everyone in the industry knows about this account. But somebody said, yeah, it was created because of her show. And I was like, I thought the same thing that you just said. Was it that bad? It couldn't be that bad. Now, I will have to say that I have heard this actress be a very charitable person. Like I definitely have heard some horror stories about her, which didn't make me second guess this information, but I have also heard some really positive stories about her really being charitable and championing for women. So I don't, at this point, it's like when I hear both, I don't know what to believe. Do you know what I mean, Becca? Like, I don't know to believe this person's experience or other things that I've heard about this actress, which are positive.
But anyone can like be like, oh my God, you know what I'm going to do? Give a speech about this issue that I'm passionate about, you know, like just for PR. It could be, but both of them, Mindy and Amy, I will say they're both pretty charitable people. Right? Aren't they?
I love how you're like resigned to the fact that it's either Mindy or Amy. Let's keep it vague.
Okay, sorry. I'm just wondering if Mindy has a significant other. Sorry.
You're trying to work it out. I respect that. I mean, listen, I have to say many people did guess who it was in the DMs. Like people that work in the industry knew right away. They were like, it's so-and-so. And I was like, yeah, because I've heard the horror stories too. But then I, like I said, I've also heard stories of her being charitable, but you're right. Like, I don't know. Is it for image? Like, I don't know. I mean, comedians, I think, are like the most misunderstood group of people on the planet because they're always funny, right? But where does that humor come from? It mostly comes from a dark place.
Yeah. Right?
So, yeah. And then I received an email and it said, if those posts yesterday about a certain A-list comedian actress were regarding blank, a friend of mine who is a producer has told me multiple times that she is easily one of the worst people he has ever worked with. Apparently, staff aren't allowed to look at her and her behavior is downright nasty. Now, this comedian actress was not the same comedian actress that we were just talking about. This comedian actress was a cast member on Saturday Night Live. I'll give you guys that hint. And it's not Kate. It's not Kate McKinnon.
It's not Kate McKinnon.
And it's not AD Bryant. I don't think they're on the show anymore. I'm actually not sure because I don't watch the show anymore. But this is a Saturday Night Live actress, comedian. And again, it goes back to me saying, like, what is up with female comedians? Like, pull it the fuck together. You know, can you be nice?
That's really embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
How are they not allowed to? How is the staff? Wait, the staff at SNL wasn't allowed to look at her? Whoever this was?
It just says apparently staff aren't allowed to look at her. See, I knew she was on SNL because they gave me the name, but I don't know if this particular circumstance is about her being on SNL because I think she's also been in some movies. So it could have been on a movie set. I wish
we could talk about who it is. I want to know so bad.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
Now, let me ask you about this second blind item. Tell me if you read, I don't go on that website. Unless I absolutely have to, but I'm curious if there were guesses about this on Reddit. The subject is blacklisted sweetheart. Rising star actress is getting a lot of attention these days. She should. She's remarkably talented. She also gets a lot of press for being sweet, and she is one of the most charming people I've met in the industry. That being said, she certainly rubbed a few people the wrong way over the years. It's public info in any circle in her orbit that she nearly broke up a marriage. Her beau was still working on his major hit streaming series at the time. The execs really like this guy. So sure, she's on her way to the A-list, but you will not see her doing a project on the long-reigning king of streaming services anytime soon. She's a good girl. She just hasn't always been.
Yeah, I was on Reddit for that one too.
Okay, so I asked the followers like who they thought it was about, and the number one guess was Sydney Sweeney, but yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because it says that for Sydney Sweeney hasn't really been, I feel like, in the industry, popular in the industry for that long.
Yeah, but she's a rising star and like she's getting a lot of attention these days. It was Sydney and Lily.
What's Lily James. Name? Lily James. Yes, that was another. Yeah. So the person who wrote this never came forward of who it was about. Now, I will say the way it was written, like, yes, it could be totally bullshit. But I just felt like when I read it, and you could tell me as like a listener, if you think like, what is your bullshit, you know, meter? Does it go up when you read this, or do you think this is true?
Well, I like to believe I'm very gullible. So you can tell me anything and I'll believe you. But I think where there's smoke, there's fire, kind of. But I I watched like interviews of Lily and Sydney to decide which one I think it is. And I think it's Sydney.
You do?
I don't know. Well, I just like really liked Lily. So I don't know. I also really like Sydney too. But I'm just saying like she did an interview the other day, I don't know when it was, but it was like, they used to tell me I wouldn't be able to make it in the industry or something. So that, I don't know. Those are the only things I saw on the two names that were given on Reddit. So it could be not either one of those two, but just based off, I don't know. Do you know who it is or not?
No, that's what I'm saying. The person who wrote it never came forward. And I posted about it several times. Let me just read some more. Florence Pugh's name came up. I don't know if that makes sense. Sydney Sweeney, Lily James, Megan Fox, Lily Collins, Lily Reinhart. I mean, they're just naming everyone. But Sydney Sweeney, Anna de Armas, Julia Garner. She plays Anna Delvey. I don't know if you're watching Inventing Anna on Netflix. It's very good.
I need to start that.
It's so good. Elle Fanning, Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney. Yeah. I mean, listen, if the person who sent that in is listening, I'm going crazy. Like, I have literally no idea who it could be. So basically what the blind item is saying is that she's sweet, but she just broke up a marriage.
Well, her boyfriend's a lot. She does have a boyfriend. I don't know if he does streaming services, though.
I think her boyfriend actually is somehow in the industry. And I mean, that would be easy to find out, I guess, if he was married. I just don't want to believe it's her. So I didn't really even, I didn't delve into figuring out if it was her, because I don't want to believe it. But I mean, again, like I'm asking, like, if you sent this in, please let me know.
Also though, there are probably people from my past that like, don't love me. Maybe it was like his ex or something. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, it could have been. I'm trying to look at other names that Anya Taylor-Joy was another one, but her boyfriend was not married previously. So it can't be her. Vanessa Kirby, I'm not familiar with her. She's named Florence Pugh. Doesn't make sense because Zach Braff was never married.
Are you sure that she stole her current boyfriend from a wife? Because do you think that maybe she cheated on her current boyfriend with like a married guy?
Let's see. That being said, she's rubbed people. It's public knowledge. She nearly broke up a marriage. You're right. It could be. It sounds like the marriage she broke up, the way it's written was of her beau who was working on this major hit streaming series. So yes, it sounds like it was the same person.
Okay, then.
Yeah, not two separate things. So sorry guys, that blind item, it like some other blind items that, you know, are just still remain with a big question mark. The other one, this is a very old one, some OGs will remember. There was one entitled Hiking Affair, and it was about somebody who would go hiking. This was during quarantine, and they would see a young celebrity with a married man hiking. Oh my God, I wonder if it's the same person.
Do you think?
Okay, so the OGs listening will know what I'm talking about. There was a series of blind items that somebody sent in, and they were entitled Hiking Affair. And the person who wrote the blind items would only communicate with me through anonymous emails. So I never knew who sent them in, but every time there was an update or I would post to my stories, they would respond only through email. They would not reveal who they were in the DMs. But the basis of, and people thought that was about Sydney Sweeney. The basis of the blind items was a young starlet who was seen hiking in LA during quarantine with a older married man. I don't know.
Oh my God. I think it's Sydney Sweeney. Did she listen to that? Does she watch your things? I don't want her to hate me. I like her.
She doesn't follow my account unless she follows from, listen, I will not tolerate Sydney Sweeney slander on my page. I'm a huge Sydney Sweeney fan. Like, I actually, like, she is one of my go-to names whenever I'm in an interview and people ask me who I think is going to have a big year. I say her hands down. Like, I think she's incredibly talented.
She's on her way to the A-list, like, for real. Like,
I agree.
Forever being an actress.
I 150% agree with you. Okay, well, let's just, like, put this to rest for now, but just, I think this is going to be something that we have to maybe circle back to if I get more information. But now I'm thinking, I know any OGs listening will know the hiking affair blind item I'm referring to, and it could now very well be the same person. I mean, I'll look those up and repost them if you guys want. Let me know the hiking affair ones. Now this leaves us, this is like the blind item episode. This leaves us to a blind item I just received literally yesterday. And I just want to preface by saying, which I always like to tell you guys, this message came from a real account. It did not come from a burner account. It came from a real person with a real name, with a real profile picture. This is what they said. Major blind item. Intense A-list actor heading for a messy divorce. Final straw was his affair with a former and future fiery A-list co-star. She's also married, and we'll see if her foreign-born husband is on her arm this awards season. I didn't send you this, so you didn't, and I haven't posted this, so this is like brand new blind item. I have no fucking, I'm the biggest dumbest bitch ever. Like, I have no fucking idea who this is. But let me read it again. since I didn't post it. Major blind item. Intense A-list actor heading for a messy divorce. Final straw was his affair with a former and future fiery A-list co-star. She's also married, and we'll see if her foreign-born husband is on her arm this award season. I asked them for a hint, and they said they couldn't give any more hints, and that there's a lot of hints in the actual blind item. So is fiery, I feel, is a hint. Does she have
red hair?
And she has a foreign born. Yeah, someone's gonna guess this in 2 fucking seconds. Like, you and I were two dumb bitches right now. Like, someone will. Yeah. I'm gonna get a million DMs, and they're gonna be like, it's so and so. So, a fiery A-list co-star who's married to someone who was foreign born. Now, foreign can also mean Canada. I've learned that. we forget about Canada, but that's a different country. So she could either be, the guy could be from Canada. Cause don't forget, like, Ryan Reynolds, Joshua Jackson, like they're technically foreign born actors.
Okay. I do not think that they're talking about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, right? No.
I feel like they're super solid. No.
I'm saying there's no way it's Canadian. They would just say Canadian or like make
no. No. Foreign in the blind item like world, we say foreign born for Canadian, like just to make it more vague. Like it could. I mean, what? Listen. I swear to God, it's people. If you go on any blind item website, like they use foreign born, and that literally just means outside of the United States, which is Canada.
Okay, so I wonder if this is going to be like a public. Are they going to? Is she going to leave him too? The foreign Canadian man, and are they going to be together?
We don't know if he's Canadian, but it sounds like the fiery A-list actress is potentially leaving her foreign-born husband for this former and future co-star. Like that means that they were in a project together and they're going to be in a project together. So there are actually a lot of clues in here. I'm just a lazy, like I said, dumb bitch. And I was just like, can you tell me? And they were like, no, we can't tell you. So I feel like everyone's going to figure this out in 2 seconds. And I will be happy to post the answers. I have a lot of really smart followers. So I feel like they'll definitely figure this out, but I have not posted this, to Instagram yet because there was a blind item a couple months ago about a TV couple who was divorcing and it was sent in by someone who was deranged and unwell and they basically fucking made it up and they would because first of all it never came true. There was no TV couple that divorced. But the followers went crazy over this blind item trying to figure out who it was about. So I know my followers like have PTSD from that situation. So I just want to assure everyone that this is from an actual person, a real account, and I know you guys will figure it out. So send me who you guys think it is and we'll discuss.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma is focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
What do you think about Kim and Kanye?
Well, the Kim and Kanye situation, I feel like is sad for the kids. So I don't really talk about it or post about it a lot because I feel like it's really something that they need to handle privately. So I just hope that they can handle it offline, because even though the kids are small and they're not on social media, it's definitely affecting them, you know, in ways that might not show up like in their own lives till years later. You know, like, I don't know if your parents are still together or if they're divorced, but I don't like to joke about it because I do think it's serious. And it seems like Kim was really scared.
Yeah,
you know?
That text was really disturbing. I love how I like came on here like ready to be messy. And both times I tried to be messy, you were like, you call me like with the Food God thing. You're like, let's extend an olive branch to Food God. And then now you're like, no talking about Kim and Kanye. It's so funny.
Well, I mean, I like to make peace.
A better person than me, for real.
I mean, let's get, I mean, I really am not, but I feel like, you know, when you have a platform, like, I feel like, you know, you have a certain responsibility. And believe me, like, I get a lot of shit for what I post, even though it's not half as bad as I feel like what other accounts post. I still get shit on by people that hate my account. So, I mean, I just try to keep it Switzerland, you know? And it's like, who am I to judge? I have so many faults and flaws. Like, I'm not going to get on my soapbox and, you know, start criticizing celebrities. But I'll report gossip I've heard about them.
You never even take sides. I feel like you're always so neutral.
Yeah, I think it's because, like, deep down, I don't really give a shit. I don't know.
Oh my God, that's like breaking news to me. You don't even care.
I don't care. No, I care about my followers, and like, I think it's a lot of fun to have an account, but like, I really honestly like do not give a shit.
That is the most insane thing I've ever heard ever. That was like crazy. I'm telling everyone you said that. Everyone.
We'll keep it in. We're not cutting that out. Are you kidding? Let the world know.
I'm going to tweet that. DeMont told me they don't care about anything related to
No, I said I cared about my followers. I did. I said I care about my followers. I said I don't care about like celeb news, but I'll talk about it like and report on it. I'm certainly, and I've had this conversation with other creators who have the same kind of account as I do. I don't consider myself an expert. Like, I'm no shit. You know, there's so many people out there that know so much more. I'm just like really like I have like a photographic memory, and I try, you know, I just remember weird things, and I don't know, I can organize shit. So I think that's what made my, I know it sounds so weird, but that's what made the account popular.
No, that's like insane. Like, you're like God to me, like celebrity God to me. So to hear like that, you, wow, that's crazy.
Should I change my name to like Celeb God instead of like Food God?
Yeah, Celeb God. It's funny that like in my head you would know everything though, but you don't even have any like guesses on the fiery redhead.
No, I don't have any guesses because I'm a dumb idiot when it comes to reading blind items, but I do know a lot. And I only know a lot because people tell me a lot. That's it. And I remember it. That's the only reason I know. And I've also like, I've been doing this consistently for 2 years straight. And literally, like, I think maybe I've taken like 5 days off like in a row in the past 2 years. So it's just like, imagine receiving information every day for 2 years straight. Like, by default, you're just going to know a lot of shit. So yeah, that's what happened. I don't know it because, I mean, I get made fun of all the time. Like, can't you Google, or like, can't you do any like research to what you post? And it's like, no, I fucking
it takes
can't.
Way too much time. Can you imagine how much like info you get all the time?
Exactly. Like, and it's like, you know, I've said this before, like, I'm, you know, I don't have a newsroom backing me up. You know, I don't have a research team figuring shit out. And that's what I think like makes my account fun. It's like, come along for the ride. You know, I'm going to get some things right, and I'm going to get some things wrong, and I'm going to sound like an idiot sometimes, but I'm just human like everyone else. So either come along for the ride or don't.
Do celebs ever like DM you about themselves?
Yeah. Or, like,
really?
Yeah.
And they want you to report on it?
They've DM'd me to set the record straight on certain things. If they have DM'd stuff that they've wanted to get out there, I think if they have done it, and I don't know if they have, they've done it through email. through like an anonymous email. So I wouldn't know it's coming from them.
I bet a lot of like, if, okay, for example, like if I were on a date with like a big celeb that I wanted, I would email you and tell you like from anonymously. I'd be like, super anon, please. I'm on a date with Tyler Cameron.
Wait, you wouldn't, now that we're friends, you wouldn't message me from your real account and tell me? Oh, I would still report on it if it came from your account.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, I'll just text you or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you could just like DM me. You don't have to like send me a super anon email and telling me you're on a date with a soul.
I didn't know if I had to play it cool and be like, who cares? Like, I don't care.
No, no, people don't listen. No, everything is like, I do not reveal my sources ever. So anything anyone tells me, whether you're a celebrity, you're a TikTok creator like Becca, you're an influencer, or if you're just a normal person, like I do not reveal my sources. So you could message me from your real account. If you're on a date with Jack Harlow, you better fucking message me from your
account. I'm DMing you. I'm just going to start that rumor right now, you guys. I was sitting at a table near him. So technically, we did make eye contact one time.
Okay. I could see you being with him. Like, I feel like...
What? You have to stop. My ego is like through the roof, right? You literally have to stop.
That's what's so great about you, because I think like you're gorgeous, but you act so relatable.
Oh my God. Really? Okay. Thank you. I'm like, anything else?
You know what I mean? Which is like, you know, makes... I feel like you like a girl's girl, you know? It's not like you're not going to be a girl that like other girls hate, even though you're gorgeous. You're going to be a girl that girls want to be friends with, which is why I love your TikTok, which I think is a great like sort of, you know, description of your TikTok. And tell everyone where they can find you. Like, give us all your socials. You did have a podcast. You don't anymore.
No, I quit. Total frat move. I quit because it was for the boys and I'm a girl. So I'm on TikTok. I'm Becca Moore, BEC3Cs and 3Os, and Instagram. And that's it. Becca Moore.
Wait, was there a picture of you that went viral where you fell asleep in the stands at a sports event?
Yeah. I was at a, oh my God, I don't even know. It was a baseball game. It was Cleveland or Cincinnati, one of those. Cincinnati.
And you were in the stands and you fell asleep. You were with your friend and somebody sent me this picture, and this was a long time ago. And they were like, oh my God, this is so funny. And I was like, I don't know who those girls are. And they were like, it's Becca Moore and so-and-so. And this was before I found your TikTok. And I was like, I don't know who they are. But now that I found your TikTok and I'm obsessed with it, I'm like, oh my God, I wish I had known more about you when they sent the picture, but it was really funny. You were like drunk, right? Passed out?
We were like in premiums. No, this company sent us to like this baseball game, and me and Alyssa, my friend Alyssa, we got to the seats, and then we were so, we had no idea what was going on. And so we just started drinking, and then we were like, this is boring. And we were brats. We were being brats. We were just trying to get attention. Like we were trying to be funny. But yeah, we were on the Jumbotron thing.
Yeah, it worked because somebody sent me the picture. So good job. That was good. Good strategy. Okay, please make more TikToks of things that aren't for men, because I love them so much. They make me laugh. They're so good.
Okay, good. Also, I need more ideas though.
Also, your comments, like you're like a witty bitch. Like your comments to be like, I read your comments and your comments back to people are so funny. So everyone go check out Becca's TikTok, Instagram, 3Cs, 3Os. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your time. But thank you. And thanks, guys. See you next week. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demoi.